It is a mostly cloudy and occasionally damp Wednesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Areas that saw sunshine earlier, primarily across northern New York and central and northern Vermont, have seen clouds fill in through this afternoon, so we are looking at mostly cloudy skies across the region. And we have some rain coming through in spots as well. It's a warm front and a cold front that are coming through our area over the next several hours, helping to trigger some of these areas of rain. And we may even trigger some heavier thunderstorms as well. So we have to be aware of the weather heading into the late afternoon, right through this evening, as there is potential for some showers and some thunderstorms. And some of these thunderstorms could be on the heavier side with some heavy downpours. Of course, every thunderstorm has thunder and lightning. There's also potential for some gusty winds that could be damaging, and also some hail as these storms come through. So be aware of the weather between now and about late evening through about midnight or so, give or take. So this is a situation where even after sunset, there's still the potential for some heavier thunder activities. So that is something to definitely keep in your mind heading into tonight. Heading through the second half of the night, any showers and storms will largely come to an end, though we may still have a few lingering showers, primarily across the North Country after midnight into tomorrow morning. Temperatures tonight will be largely between about 55 and 60 degrees. We've seen that humidity level come up today. We'll see the mugginess ease away from our area coming up later tonight. So by tomorrow, it's a much less humid day. It'll feel fairly spring-like as we go through the day tomorrow. A gusty breeze will actually make it feel a little bit chilly, especially across the north, where temperatures will only be in the 60s tomorrow. It's right around 70 or so in the capital region. So with that breeze and less humidity, you might even need a jacket through the day tomorrow. There is the chance for some scattered showers, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm, primarily across northern areas tomorrow, but we could see a shower or thunderstorm sneak into the capital region during tomorrow afternoon. On Friday, it looks like it'll be a pleasant springtime day. It's almost summer. Temperatures will be up into the 70s, and it will start to feel like summer over the weekend. By Saturday, most areas will bounce back into the 80s, but the humidity will not be a big deal at that point. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, breezy and less humid with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, breezy and less humid, a high around 70. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 70s. On Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.